My name is Harley Stroh, and I'm the line editor for the Goodman Games Dungeon Crawl Classics. And you are about to enter the dungeon of the Vorpal Network. Snickety snack. Roll for initiative.
Deep within the heart of the slums in the rat-ridden city of Punjar, the Beggar King weaves his plots. From the tile rooftops to the filthy alley sewers, even the bravest of sellswords tremble before the Beggar King's fell secrets. Now you must bring his reign to an end.
The Vorpal Network presents Dungeon Crawl Classics, number 53, Sellswords of Punjar, by Harley Stroh.
Coldwood Quarterly is a magazine with big shoes to fill, keeps growing. Delighted to say that their articles, interviews, and new magic classes and monsters are reaching more and more readers with every issue. And gamers are liking what they see. If you have an article you'd like to see, you can write them a letter. If you're a subscriber or open design patron, you can send them a query for an article. They're open designers, one or two projects each year. They're written as open design commissions, funded by gamers who gain input into the final adventure or sourcebook. We learn about steps involved in moving from idea to final publication. These projects are discussed on the Free City site and the Open Design blog. You can go to www.koboldquarterly.com, perpetuated by Wolfgang Bauer.
Kill.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be the pack leader.
Let me like, yay, bro.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
God, you're vicious.
You know, vicious doggy. Leader. Okay. Uh-huh. I bite away.
Oh,
God. You know, you have to kill him before you take his head.
Now your wounds are bound.
Damn it.
You're okay. No longer dying.
Crap.
You are being tied up horribly.
Okay.
We're going to all wake up.
You mean they're doing a terrible job tying me up?
We're going to wake up. Can see you now.
Upside down in a cooler.
It's going to move up.
Okay, I give up.
So he moves over, he flips the switch up.
I give up, I give up.
The stairs to go back to being stairs.
I give up.
Gotta kill the pack leader. Too late. He's seen blood.
Give me a diplomacy check.
He's seen blood.
You really provoked the guy, so.
Oh, that would be a 23.
Drop your weapon.
I can't drop my hand.
I would break them off.
You
yes.
Turns you around.
Say, well, you got to fix that.
he basically maneuvers the ladder back down, and he starts tying
them.
That would
do that to mages. They would cut off the thumbs, so they couldn't cast.
Okay. Long story short, you guys are all captured and tied up in horrible ways right now.
That's okay. My drink cup has a straw. I realized the cup is part of me.
It has grown to be part of his hand.
Didn't I ever run out of beer?
No.
He's like, blood stopped flowing through my veins a long time ago. It's just beer.
Yeah, it's just beer.
That was me. That was you.
Now we will feed you to our beggar king.
Okay.
Yeah, about that.
Upon capture, you're all stripped of all your belongings and placed in manacles welded shut with a searing iron bolt. Thus locked, manacles cannot be picked open, but only broken.
Hopefully I'm unconscious through that part.
Yes. Let's see. You and you, and you, not you and not you.
I'm doing the
dance. Are placed in these close-fitting helmets that inhibit your speech, so you cannot spell cast. Then the other two, the warriors, are fitted with these iron mitts that crush your hands, making it impossible to hold weapons.
If I give my word not to cast, I will give my word not to cast. I will swear on my god not to cast.
Do they strap the helmet on?
Guess they're gonna go to hell.
I think they already are.
You are taken
from this building over into this building and see, eventually we'll see these couple of rooms.
There's just legions of guys in there. Packed walls, like, wall.
As you move into
these
rooms,
all the adventures that came before you.
Dozens of thieves, guild stooges.
So you're the newest rescue party, huh?
You were taken through a secret door that's right here, through into this place.
Yeah, I had a feeling that there was not.
What's the death count?
This is a narrow, rickety, cramped balcony stacked high with grimy crates, casks, and boxes. Chittering forms sit atop the stacks, watching you with flashing eyes. Lots of rats in that room. In the big room here, chambers home to a staggering number of flea-ridden cots, bedrolls, and pallets. Half-burnt candles are wedged into every crack and crevice. The air is thick with the stink of sweat and refuse. All is silent and deathly still. And then you are taken into this place, this separate house, where you are tied up, manacled, etc., etc., etc. A towering, muscled figure cloaked in hooded black robes stands guard before a narrow doorway. Past the figure, you spy a smoky chamber lit by blood-red candles. The air is thick with incense, and chanting can be heard within. The chamber before you is littered with the remnants of eldritch wizardry. Shattered vials, broken canopic jars, bits of bone and glowing slime of demon kin are scattered about the rough wooden floor. The walls of the chamber are covered in bizarre diagrams drawn in chalk and blood, and the whole place is lit by a glowing head floating in a jar in a jar of blue liquid.
Probably my soul safe. I'm not so sure about that.
Are those of us who are unconscious, are we conscious again?
You will become conscious.
Oh, joy. They rinse out the inside of the. they rinse out the inside of the helmet since the last time they used it.
No,
damn it.
Arriba, 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 arriba.
Mucha, mucha,
mucha libre, mucha who? Hi, hi, hi. Epa, epa.
Now they're going to torture us with spoons.
Ow!
That really stings!
Ow.
Now we're going to hang it off your nose.
Slimy.
Did you wash that?
Eventually, the cloaked figure will
wander about and is actually.
Ew! It's a snake?
It's actually a tiefling.
Ew. With holding a human head?
Is he fabulous?
No, she is fabulous.
Oh.
He holding his head?
Yeah. And they seem to be working on rather nasty things. She's basically your garden variety warlock witch in this place.
We're going to grind down.
Arthuro is in here, and he's watching you guys. You are barred in this back corner. They seem to not really be paying much attention to you.
Use your daily.
Right now, Arthur is keep glancing over at you. He looks to be fairly uncomfortable being in this place, but this is where he's at. Several hours will go by. Which means.
Oh, I'm going to meditate.
Shinkari. Your sister will be showing up with him in tow. His fully resurrected self back.
Look around and go, no.
You guys are boned.
As you guys come up the wonderful street, the gate is locked.
We could always become, you know, merchants.
Oh, my father would kill me if I don't come back with Shinsari.
How about parts of Shinsari?
I found a hand and some ears.
See, that one over there, she looks a lot like parts of Shinsari.
Yeah.
I've got a cutting implement.
And you remember before your horrible experience being chewed to death? When you entered this place, you left the gate open. The gate is now closed.
That doesn't look good. None of them were there to meet us, so.
And you don't see any of the bodies littering the street anymore. They have been moved and cleaned up.
It's doesn't look good.
Alright, well. Yay, thievery.
Maybe we should try and get some reinforcements?
Reinforcements!
There's probably some commoners around who won't come close to the place. Oh, the Becker King lives there, and he's got lots of men, so you guys are stupid. Bye.
I guess what we need to go back to the Thieves Guild and ask for...
No, I think I saw a tiefling mage hanging around.
Don't go to beggars.
You look trustworthy.
Well, he's licking his own eyes with his tongue.
Ew.
Kind of looks like a gecko.
The sad thing is that I would probably want to investigate it. But this doesn't look good.
No.
Someone cleaned up the bodies.
Yeah.
And they haven't come out. Yeah. So I think it's fair to say that they're probably
in a lot of trouble.
In a lot of trouble. But they have probably been captured or killed.
Yeah.
Or worse.
I'm going with captured because I don't feel like she's been killed.
As they toss
whatever,
it out.
Whatever. Whatever. Let's just leave it tight.
All right. So, I can try and pick the lock if you want.
Alright, try and pick the lock.
Uh, 22 on thievery for the lock.
I'm gonna turn into the fire giant.
22 on thievery.
I think the helmet will fit on my head.
No, I think your head would explode.
You managed to disarm the trap inside so and pick the lock. The gate opens with a nasty creak.
As opposed to an unnatural.
Hmm.
Alright,
I'm
gonna go first.
Just throw Xena in there. She can
full size.
Full size Xena. Ginormous dog. Right.
I go on in and go up to the one door.
She's actually prepping
the first door, the one that she entered the first time.
Sacrifice!
You go up to that door?
Yeah.
Okay. As you move up to there, you hear calling out to you saying, "Hold!" You see some guys with spears, some crossbows up there.
You should do like, back out.
Haven't you been here before?
No. Never. Except for that one time. But that was an accident. No.
Lie.
No, I have not been here before. Haven't you?
Are you here for your friends?
Maybe.
Yes.
Well, they met with some interesting characters. They're still alive, though.
It's good. Bring them out.
For now. Well, we're not bringing them out unless we get fairly compensated.
Oh, God, we're going to be in debt more.
I see. And what did you have in mind?
Well, I'm not really the one to talk to. Let me go get Irokov.
Right, go get the big cock guy, whatever.
Don't tell the Thieves Guild why you need the money, or they're just going to say no.
Tell them we need new supplies.
This guy disappears back into the building.
You mean they got captured and you want me to...
A few minutes goes by.
...to get back.
And the door opens.
Oh, crap.
And here's...
I would actually probably move back more towards the...
the gate.
The gate so that I could, flee. If necessary.
Okay.
Flee, Mike.
Hey, come on out.
Where are you?
I'm behind you.
Big gentleman, he's bandaged up. Does not look like he's had a good day. Because,
hello.
So you're part of he's part of the fools that tried to come into our little house of fun.
What?
We did attempt to visit earlier.
Oh, visit, that's what you're calling it, yes.
Yes.
Breaking, entering and killing some of my men.
Well, they shot at us first.
But mind you, I didn't see you there, so...
Actually, we did break.
They tried to kill some of my men.
And failed, apparently.
Oh, yes, horribly.
I'm just
people
here
were
to
cut down
my sister.
Like saplings.
Indeed. Well, I'm here to take the incompetence off your hands.
The incompetence?
Well, of the people here, there were 5 survivors. Ah... 4 of them we will get let go for 1,000 gold pieces each. And one was particularly annoying to me and will be 2,500 gold pieces.
25 gold pieces?
100.
25 gold. There you go.
25 gold, though.
You do realize 25 is less than a... You're stupid. No, never mind.
No.
Simply put, I'll give you 24 hours to get us some money, or we'll sell them in slavery.
I would make a bad slave. Just like to point that out.
Or prostitution, really.
I'm not so sure they're worth 1,000 apiece. Perhaps 500.
That's 100 apiece.
And 1,000 for the pesky one.
1,000 for the pesky one. Clearly, the pesky one is the only one of any competence among them.
Oh, well, she was annoying. More than anything. Well... Go ahead and give me a, probably diplomacy is what you're trying to go for. I understand this is the first time you've dealt with, you know, superior force.
Smores are available for all.
So I'll cut you a little slack, just because...
You want us more?
Obviously, you didn't know what you were getting into.
Okay.
We're not going 500. How about 750 each? 1,500 for the pesky one.
You can't do math in my head.
That would be 23,000 plus 1,500, you said?
Mm-hmm.
4,500. You can also 4,700.
There's always the Thieves Guild you can get in advance.
Yes. Very well.
Aside.
One moment, please.
If you throw in the woman, we might be able to negotiate further. Or if you just want a few of them and not all of them.
Only if I can kick the shit out of him.
You look like the pesky one.
Yes, I should. I bet it was my sister. God.
What do you say?
As an aside, would my father have sent me with money, or...?
I think we can get this. I think we can get this out of the Thieves Guild. We'll
no involving your father would probably
I think
not
be doable.
He wouldn't have sent me with any provisions whatsoever.
Not with money.
Not with money. Yeah, probably not. He's probably pissed. Yeah. Yeah, we could probably get an advance from the Thieves Guild. It's probably going to cost us horribly in the end, but...
It's already cost us horribly to begin with.
Yeah. It's either that or we let them go, and frankly, I fear for my life if I let my sister go.
Just buy the pesky one back then.
Very well.
You just want to pick and choose one, maybe two of them. That's fine. We'll sell them.
Before I arrange for the money, I want proof that at least one of them is alive. You understand, of course.
I understand, yes.
Merely bring them to a window.
All right. Give me a moment. Turns to this guy, talks to this guy. And this guy goes inside. You guys are in your locked cage when one of the dog warriors comes in and goes past these two bodyguard guys and talks to Arturo for a moment.
There's one,
buddy. The pesky one can stay there.
Drinking beer, eating graham crackers.
Take the fat dwarf. They come up to the door. Yeah. He unlocks the door. The dog warrior comes in and goes, "You! Come with me."
No, you're still wearing that.
Shuts the door behind. Shuts the door and locks it.
I'll slip him a pamphlet somehow.
Because the dwarf is a pickpocket.
Don't let him rape me.
A few minutes go by, and Iricar looks up and goes, "There's one of them now." In the window back up above the fountain. Him. He's got this tight helmet on.
Run for your life!
I can't possibly see him. Can you take the helmet off?
Takes the helmet off.
I gave my word I wouldn't cast any spells. To my god.
Alright.
Satisfied. Shut him.
Understand that we're paying for healthy... healthy individuals.
Yeah, they were trying to...
Healthy individuals cost extra.
Book and they check mark.
When I come back here with the money, they are all alive and healthy.
You're not in much of a bargaining position, I might tell you.
Go get the teeth.
I can always sell them into slavery and get a good amount of money. This is more of a long-term investment. Plus, a lot of my men might enjoy the pesky one, you know.
I doubt that highly.
Well, dogs learn.
Dogs also bite.
Scratches at the dog puppy's leg.
We'll be back in a few hours for the money.
All right. And you come back, rap on the gate 5 times. Someone will come out. And then maybe we can do business.
Yes. So the question is, do we go and get the 4,500 and hire mercenaries? Or do we just go and get the giant bags of money?
God, you would have asked, if you asked the cleric that, you'd say, mercenary. Burn it all. We'll be fine.
At this
burn
point,
it.
The way he keeps talking about my sister, I think I want to burn it down to the ground.
Yes, but at this point, we think your sister's alive. Do you want to burn her in it?
I don't want to burn her in it, but I want to burn that man. Talking about my sister that way. Xena helping.
You could hire a tiefling wizard. He just hangs out in the front of the Thieves' Guild going, I need work, we'll kill things for money, lots and lots of money.
Willing to adventure for money.
Alright, well, let's go get the money out of the Thieves' Guild.
Alright.
I wish I could come up with some kind of a clever plan that involved lots of guys and, like, I don't know.
Storming the castle?
Storming the castle, but nothing's...
Time for storming the castle!
4,500 gold pieces?
Yes.
For ransom?
Yes.
Oh, you told him it was a ransom? Don't tell him it's a ransom.
What did you tell him it's a ransom?
4,500 gold pieces.
A bribe.
A bribe.
4,500 advance, okay.
Yes.
We're going to be going over the total.
That's fine. The dwarf's good for it.
Okay. We will charge interest.
Yeah, that's fine.
How much interest?
It's fine.
A reasonable amount.
It's reasonable. Just give me the money.
It's a reasonable amount.
This is fascinating. Give me the money.
This doesn't even really involve you. It involves your sister.
38% every day.
Your sister didn't want to involve the family anyway.
Daily.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. See what happens when she doesn't want to involve the family? She gets herself, never mind.
Is this interest compounded hourly or daily?
Oh, it's a flat interest.
Unless you want the interest to go up, keep your mouth shut.
Stupid men. Oh my god, he's a calculator.
He gets an abacus out.
I'm telling you, mercenaries. Lots and lots of mercenaries. You could probably hire a lot of minions with that.
How much would it be to borrow a couple minions?
He seems big.
Yo, Brutus, come here.
All right. Look, just a moment.
I'm going to give you 10 gold.
You needed that in?
No, just gold, please.
How about platinum? It's just easier to carry around.
Fine.
Line of credit. Good at any JC
thing. Here's the platinum card. Yeah,
pretty much.
How about a gift certificate? Nice gift certificate, perhaps.
It's in the back. Comes back out after a little while. Takes some time to get all this done.
Sure.
And he comes out with a sack.
Thank you.
There you go. We'll charge it to your account.
Excellent.
We'll, of course, be putting it under your name right now until the dwarf comes in to claim it as his debt.
Of course. Don't tell me it's been mine.
Oh, I'm so grateful you rescued me. Then I talked to the Thieves Guild.
What?
Get in his name. I just get him to sign on this piece of paper, right?
Oh, no, that's fine. He is a dwarf. We'll take him at his word.
So. Okay. Excellent. All right.
Come on back.
Let's go back. Let's buy them back.
Okay, about a day's, almost a day's gone by at this point, you know, after you guys have been captured. They have not fed you. Sleeping was awkward in this cramped cell.
Except for me, because I'm strange.
Yeah, she's meditating.
Yep.
That's okay. I'll just pray.
They do not feed you. The tiefling lady cackles at you now and again and threatens to take ears for her first spell components. Arthuro sort of is just creeped out by being in this room. Yeah. You guys want to do anything in that day?
Can we try to wiggle out of our stuff?
You can try, yes.
I think that, what's his name? With his mighty 11 strength. And try to manfully.
I'm not going to try to bust it. I'm just going to try to squeeze my hands through it.
Now, what check would that be?
You said that the locks can't be picked?
No. The locks are welded.
They're not locks. So they're metal bolts.
You might be able to... I don't know.
Would we have
warriors have the big mitts on that have these big metal mitts on? So you have a big metal mitt on. You have big
well,
metal mitts
yeah.
On.
Where is it bolted on? Where's the helmet bolted?
It's actually bolted in the back.
Okay.
Bolted in the back.
And
sort of like the man in the Iron Mask.
Okay.
Hey, when they were bolting it, what did I?
And it puts this. It's like a man in the Iron Mask.
When they
helmet,
were doing that,
and it's got a big bar that goes in between your teeth,
like a horse's bit.
A bit.
Yeah.
Okay, when they were doing that, what did I... Did they actually... Did I hear metal being pounded into place? Was it locked? What did I hear and what did I smell?
There was metal being pounded into place.
Okay.
Then it got really hot.
It got really hot, so it was like a seal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Most likely they did the same thing they did to the manacles. They did the
okay. Helmets. Well, it's
but
not going
to... They had to take your helmet off.
Because
yeah.
She was off.
They yeah. had to take your helmet off.
So then it's not sealed. Then it's a clasp of some sort. Did they reseal it when they brought it back?
Yeah.
Or did they just kind of clap something? Okay. Even.
Okay. They didn't... They put it back on, and then they rebolted it, but they didn't seal it.
Okay.
Didn't sear it.
Then I'm going to try to use the wall as much as possible, and just find whatever that part is. Mm-hmm. I know my hands are still manacled, but basically just kind of start scraping at it.
Mm-hmm.
And see if I can do anything with that. I don't think I can do anything with my hand things.
No. Unfortunately, the...
What about the warrior's mitts? Those of us that don't have mitts on, is there any way for us to remove their mitts?
The mitts have basically been clamped down onto their hands. And bolted shut. They're part of the manacles.
Okay.
And literally, it has smashed your hands. So your hands are pretty much, even if you get them out, they're going to be fairly worthless.
Well, I'll put my head near somebody, though, and
until
say,
healed, obviously.
What can you see on this helmet from where you guys are at? Those of you who don't have helmets on. What do you see
and
on the
Iron Mask thing, there's eye slits.
But on the back.
And the bit, and on the back, it's just it seems like it's like two, there's the faceplate, and then there's two
because they didn't reseal mine.
A seam on the back with a lip where they put bolts in.
Mm-hmm.
There's two big bolts on the back of the helmet.
Tell him.
Smash it. Hit it hard.
I'm seeing the picture of a bell.
Yeah, understanding it is difficult.
Wow. I'll run into your hand.
Do you need to go outdoors?
So, I mean, communicating verbally is not really an option for this bell.
Come on. Let's go outdoors.
Hmm. I'll type it out on my laptop and send it an email.
Oh. Okay.
What kind of a check would I have to... I don't suppose I could wiggle out of these at all. If I could, what check would I need to give for that?
Going upstairs again. Anybody else need anything?
I duck check this.
It would
be a thievery check.
Possible.
Thievery check, yeah, that's not happening.
so I might be able to wiggle out of my cuffs.
Maybe.
I got a...
What spell check? What check is it?
Thievery.
Thievery check.
How about a 25?
Eight, I need to be on.
I got a 14.
Yeah, I'm trying to wiggle out of them first and fail miserably, I'm sure.
You got a what?
Maybe I didn't 25. Fail miserably.
25.
Got a 20.
You managed to wiggle one hand out. You can't get any out.
20.
No.
Nothing.
You got a hand out?
Okay, then how about a...
You got a hand out.
I go over the cleric and like pat him on the shoulder. Like, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to start running my head against her hand.
And I'll see if I can't use my hand to feel the back of his helmet. And
there you go, 180 crash. okay.
and see if I can't figure out the mechanism.
No.
It's like there are two bolts that have been hammered into the back of the helmet.
There.
You would have to try to pry them bolts out.
What would that be?
That would be a straight strength check.
Straight strength check.
You know you can assist people, by the way, with some of it.
Really?
None of our strength people have hands.
I know, but she's got one hand out, so maybe she can help us get our other hands out. But depending on... It's only a +2, though.
Let me see. Can I try and get my other hand out?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go over the bars and just start running my... manacles along the bars, just for noise.
I'm just gonna be as irritating as possible during the day.
Arthur will tell you to stop, or he's going to cut off your hands. Stop, or I'll let her cut off your hands.
I need
hands. Yeah. Hands.
I might as well try a strength check and just break it.
No.
And what makes you think my hands are any good for anything? They're obviously mangled
and
maimed.
That bolt is firmly in place.
Yeah, I can't.
My hands are obviously mangled and maimed. What good would they be for anything? They wouldn't even be worse than the spell components.
All we really need are the bones.
But they're broken and crushed.
I can use it for spell components.
Yeah, I'm guessing a 16. Not going to do it.
Yeah. She tugs and pulls at the helmet.
I can't.
And stop messing with that helmet. He's obviously, he has noticed that you've gotten out of one of your hands out of the manacles. He doesn't seem to care.
Well, I'm just going to start banging my... trying to bang the back into the wall so I can wiggle one out.
You guys just sit tight.
Clang.
We might get you some. Clang. Might get you ransomed off. We'll see.
Clang.
Ooh, cheese.
Clang.
I like cheese. Clang. I like cheese.
Clang.
I like cheese.
Now, Clang. Ethan, are these manacles somehow attached to my body, or are they just the cuffs and my arms are free?
Water. Wonderful water.
What's that?
Are the manacles like directly attached to me, other than the wrist?
No.
So it's like basically I'm here, and then there's all of my arms, wiggle room's worth.
Mm-hmm. You have manacles and these big iron mitts.
And smooshed hands.
And very smooshed hands.
Yes. At this point, the pain has just gone numb.
Clang.
Clang. Clang. Meanwhile, the cleric is trying to adultmate himself.
Knock it off!
Clang.
You're the one who surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get away.
Shut up, all of you. Zeb, you want the dwarf?
Yes. Okay, I'll back up. And then I will prepare to bull rush whoever opens the door.
Just make him smart a little. If he fires off an Eldritch Blast at you.
Okay. Roll the skeleton.
And she will hit.
On the floor.
Take 15 more points of damage.
Ow, I'm dead.
He goes unconscious.
at minus 13.
You can't. You guys had enough time to use some healing surges. You have had a short rest. So you've used as many healing surges as you needed to.
Well, I only have two left.
Was there? Was it 4 hours?
Yes, but not enough for a short rest. I'm afraid.
Minus 13.
4 hours does work, but you need to be. It's at rest. And technically, you're manacled with a bit. In
I'm actually
how do
dying.
How the healing things work? With the short rest.
Burn them off. Every time. Well, you don't need to do that because you have the tokens.
Right.
So just burn off as many.
Have you ever had a bit in your mouth?
No.
I'm at my.
Do you really want me to answer that
no.
question?
I'm going to answer for him. No. Ethan, I'm at minus one.
Now, how many of these can we burn?
Dwarf Sun. During your short rest, you can burn as many healing surges as you want and to get yourself back up to full if you need to.
6, 12,
18, 24. So just go. Do I need to do a depth check?
Thanks.
She cackles and goes back to what she was doing. And then Arturo says, "All right, now all of you, shut up." Thank you.
That blast.
Can I run a heal
out
check?
Of sheer curiosity. Would that blast
make
a damage?
Death saving throw.
Okay. Would that blast do damage to the manacles?
One. Okay, he fails one.
Can I heal check him?
Would that blast do damage to the manacles?
Apparently not.
I fail my next one.
Are you trying to kill yourself?
No, but I rolled a 1 and a 5.
16. I think.
What's going on?
I got blasted.
Yeah. 16.
Irritating.
And now I'm dying.
Hey, Bill. Joy. Anyone else like some crackers and cheese?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Everyone said no. They want us thank you.
I think stabilization is 15, but...
What'd you get? You got 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that stabilizes you.
Okay.
No, it was Nina.
Even with the gloves.
You guys don't have the gloves on. Only the warriors have the gloves on. She only has... She has the manacle or one
hand
free.
I have one hand free.
And she's got the helmet on.
Oh, I thought I had gloves on, too. Or manacles. Manacles, that's fine. Never mind.
Manacle.
Yes.
I'm going to start poking her. Now, is this a sealed cage? There's, like, the only door in is the one that we're... Mm-hmm. The bars? I'm going to start poking her out of the blocks and... things around the bars of the cage.
Okay.
With my manacles. Clank. Clank. Just tapping on them, pounding on them if need be. Just anything to test the cell.
Would you stop it?
Why?
Because there are prisoners.
Exactly.
Let's see if you get ransomed off here.
But isn't it some sort of minor bylaw that the prisoners must test the bars? I mean, how else will you know if they're weak? Or being reinforced? I'm doing you a service here. Clank. Clank. And then I'll go to the back of the cage and start poking at the blocks and the bricks.
I see another Eldritch Blast coming.
See why Eurocar wants to keep you guys around. For anything to make a buck. Anything to make some gold.
I will keep my front facing that way just in case they do decide to fire a blast. Maybe I can position my manacles in front of it to take the brunt of the blast. I'll still take the damage, but crossing my fingers hoping the blast maybe damages the manacles too. Yeah. If it happens, it happens. I'm just going to keep poking around at things.
Several hours go by, and then finally you guys are now back at the gate.
All right. Before we got there, I would range the money into two bags. About 2,000 goes in one bag, and about 2,500 goes in the other bag.
Okay.
Alright. Not 5 times.
Oh, you should have booby-trapped the bags.
Made them a bag of never-ending spiders.
Close the bag! Close the bag! 5 times.
He's kind of tickled.
Oh, help me out here.
Yes, and this shows up.
Little beatboxing.
No, that was her character sheet.
I see.
I didn't have a backup character.
A few minutes go by, and this guy, one of the dog soldiers, comes out.
Hello.
Dog brothers.
Hello. He
goes, I see you made it back. If you, you have what was agreed upon?
I do. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Bring him out.
Money.
No. People first.
No, no, no. You gotta make sure you got the money first.
People first.
I have money. I will show you bag of money.
Uh-huh.
P-plugs.
Come on.
Bring the people out here, and then we can deal.
Goes back inside. A few minutes goes by, and Irokar comes out with him. He says, all right. I take it you want to see the people before you want to give them some money.
Bring them out here.
I'll tell you, that's not going to work. How about you give us half now? And we will go get your friends and bring them out here. And then you give us the other half, and we'll release them.
I got a 19 on diplomacy. How about you bring our friends out, and then we'll talk about the money?
No. Again, you don't really have a lot of ground to negotiate on. Plus, you just remind me of the pesky one.
I could remind you more of the pesky one.
So, gentlemen.
Fine.
Half now. And then I will send my man to fetch your...
Actually, don't I get a plus to diplomacy checks? Being valued.
You might get a plus two, but...
They may not care at this point.
They may not care at this point. Okay. For them, I wouldn't care.
Especially this guy.
Okay. Well, fine.
Alright.
We did break the law and try to murder them.
I don't think it has anything to do with the law.
Sure it does.
Alright. I give him one of the sacks.
He just hands it over to the guy behind him. The guy behind him rips through it. Don't look real, boss. Alright, go get him. This guy goes. Some of the sentries are back down here now. A few minutes goes by. And... minutes goes by, and door opens, large group of people come on in to your room. It's like, alright, they're here and they're paying, so let's get them out. Arthur was like, finally, they have been nothing but annoying. The bodyguards come up to help, and the dog soldier's up here too. Open the door.
I'm trying to trip over the chair.
They grab you first. Dog soldier hands you off to the Mexican wrestler. So you're with the Mexican wrestler. And they reach in and grab you. They hand you off to the other dog soldier that's in here. Zeb comes off in the corner and cackles madly. Then they reach in and grab Mal and hand you off to one of the sentries. And they grab the dwarf, hand you off to one of the dudes, and then the other dog soldier takes you. Shinsari. They then lead you guys out here and down these stairs, through the room with all the cots, back out into the alleyway. So it's a nice crowded alley now.
It'd be funny if this wasn't even where the Beggar King lives. This is just some dude.
Oh, no, this is the bigger...
Queen.
This is the bigger count.
Yeah.
King's three doors that way.
That big castle with all the men and weapons.
That says Beggar King lives here.
They take you down the stairs, take you out into the alleyway.
Curse the military intelligence of it all.
Yes.
They bring them out in their disheveled look. And here Carr goes, there they are. Give us the other half.
Send him through, and then I'll give you the money.
You kick the dwarf through the gate.
I'm unconscious, so I fall on the ground and drink beer.
No, I stabilize.
They kick the other dwarf through the gate.
Yeah, I'm not dying.
They kick her through the gate, and they kick Mal through the gate. And then, but before he kicks her through the gate, he takes out a dagger. He's like, alright, give us some money.
Alright. Grab the other bag.
Points to one of his compadres. Compatriots. Guy takes it, looks, rummages. Alright. Shoves her out the gate. Chung. 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 Pleasure doing business with you. Feel free to not come back. Or if you do, we'll just ransom you again. Or just kill you this time.
You won't be seeing us again.
I say we go find a nice cave somewhere.
We've got a lot of money.
There are other cities.
So
I am personally on the hook to the Thieves Guild for this for the rest of my life.
Okay, I went out, I purchased some lipstick,
they still and have the skirts. They still have the manacles, mitts, and helmets on.
Lots and lots of prostitution.
Will you get that stuff off, yeah?
Yes, please.
I'm still unconscious then.
Yeah, dragging him.
Head Are you sure he's still alive?
Funk.
He is.
I've stabilized him.
All right. I slap a healing word on you.
I have no healing surges left.
It takes you a while to get get everything off, but after some time, you manage to get all of the various manacles, mitts, and everything off.
And I say we take a day to heal.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, and regroup.
Can we play two characters?
And as I said, I'm on the hook to the Thieves Guild for the rest of my life.
Well,
so it doesn't matter what y'all do. I gotta go back.
Well, let me sign over my... How much was my ransom?
4,500.
You spent how? What?
4,500 to get all of you.
Oh, all of us. Oh, okay.
Oddly enough, she was more expensive. He wouldn't tell me why.
Well, then I guess we have to get that much money.
Just called her the annoying one. Yeah. There's interest.
I'm sorry, we'll probably leave and go home after getting berated by her sister, but not.
So then the debt passes on to the sister?
The sister is here.
Strangely enough, her name is Shinkari.
We appreciate you coming back for us. Sorry about the whole death thing. How much did that cost us?
Oh, wait. A reasonable amount.
Okay.
They assured me it was reasonable, though.
Yeah, yeah. At this point, it
doesn't
really
matter. Assured me the interest was reasonable.
Okay. So how much more can we get from them? Because I think we need a small army.
Or lots of fire.
Catapults! Screw the army. Catapults, pitch, and fire.
Fire I can help with.
And that creepy guy that's standing in the corner with the horns. You, come on.
Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All I know is we need to do something to get at least some armor and weapons back, because they didn't give that back.
Nope.
Crap.
They did not give your stuff back either.
Alright.
So we need to go knock over the local armory, or we need to find somewhere to legitimately acquire weapons.
Yeah, I go to the Thieves Guild. And I go, so I spent, 100 gold on all my gear and stuff. Can you just add that to the tab?
I'm afraid you've gone through your advance.
Yeah, I now work for the Thieves Guild. Who's the Thieves Guild master? I'll just go swear allegiance to him at this point. You guys need
to
play.
We'd be happy to loan you some more money if you would like to.
Oh, yeah, this is now a personal grudge. I pull out a book from nowhere and then put down some names. What I need is fire. Oh, acid, too. Acid! Lots of acid. Do you have any of those, toothpicks that, poke out?
Well, I'm afraid your guys' credit is kind of bad, but we will be happy to loan you some money. because we really do want a return on our investment.
I give my word that I will give you a return.
Well, why don't you go find what you want and come back and let us know how much you need.
Okay. I put on everything I just had.
Which is nail, heavy shield, yeah. And...
It's just put down 100 gold, because that's where the starting character is.
Yeah.
You're going to add interest to it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'd be happy to give you each 100 gold.
I have no
Not
idea
me.
How much it costs.
Because I'm good.
Yeah, you stay out of this as much as you can.
Yeah, you just have to pay off your sister's debt now. Because if not, they're going to show up in the middle of the night and sell her into whatever.
I know.
All right, so we need to actually... how much of a loan are they going to be willing to give us? Beyond the 100.
That's going to take some negotiation.
I will give my word as a cleric...
Who do I worship?
I don't know. I think it's Dwarven for beer.
Yeah. Of Danethar, that I will somehow, even if it means working for them for a very long time, pay them back. But we need something. Maybe a rhinoceros.
I'm not borrowing any from them other than the 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who wants to borrow money then?
I'm already on the hook for
45. I'm thinking I...
No, the dwarf is.
Now, with that 100 gold, would that give me enough for something better than the leather armor I like wearing?
I haven't signed anything yet.
I don't think you can wear anything better than leather armor.
How do I tell?
It's on your actual... I think you can wear...
It says I can wear...
Let's go to...
Cloth, leather, and hide.
Yeah. Hide is your next step up. What do they have? Do they have alchemist? How much is alchemist fire? How much is alchemist fire burn? Nah. How about healing potions? How much are healing potions?
50.
And we already used the two that we had.
Yeah.
We burned through those real quick. On the upside, this time, I do have fire. As an at-will.
Right now, everyone listening is kicking themselves. Or not kicking themselves, but swearing at us for not turning the hostage exchange into a giant firefight.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about it.
You? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would end badly.
Yeah,
we were swearing at me for not trying to stiff them on the money.
No.
We were outnumbered, outgunned, and... 3/4 of the party was completely incapacitated.
But we're PCs.
Yeah, sometimes you have to use some strategy. He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. I like this strategy.
I guess I could have used this illusionary ambush. Of course, it only worked on one creature.
I really don't want to go in more debt.
How much this armor costs?
Plus, however much it costs to raise me. Ethan,
what is the pot at? What is the pot
at? Well, you guys had 5,000 in credit. You're now through that.
God.
The ransom alone burned through most of it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I tell how much these are? Price. Oh. 30. Well, special.
Yeah, you can't buy that other stuff.
Okay. So I could buy a hide armor. That would give me an extra +1 on the armor.
Well, now that we're all better, we could just walk up to the gate, pick it, and walk in and die horribly. Or...
Whatever we do, I think it should wait until next session because I really don't feel very good.
Okay, that works too. I'm really tempted to play two characters.
Well, that is a good place to call it for there. So we will do that.
To be continued next week.
Sell Swords of Punjar, an adventure for characters at levels 1 to 3, by Harley Stroh. With additional writing by Aaron Blackridge Rudell, cover art by Eric Lothgren, interior art by Doug Kovacs, cartography by Jeremy Simmons.
Published by Goodman Games. More information can be found at www.goodman-games.com.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.